Southwest Airlines prides itself on being different from other carriers. Next month, it's going to have to highlight those differences when it starts flying out of Atlanta. That's Delta's hometown. Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is also the country's busiest. Southwest gained a foothold there after buying a discount carrier, AirTran. NPR's Kathy Lohr has more.
Southwest does offer low fares, but the airline also stresses it's fun to fly.
There you go. Keep that going. This is flight 372 on SWA. The flight attendants on board serving you today. Teresa in the middle, David in the back. My name is David, and I'm here to tell you that.
In the video, which was a hit on YouTube a couple years ago, passengers clap and tap their feet as Southwest flight attendant David Holmes reps all the way through the usually boring flight instructions.
It's almost time to go, so I'm done with the rhyme. Thank you for the fact that I wasn't ignored. This is Southwest Airlines. Welcome aboard.
This is just the kind of unique experience Southwest likes to brag about.
What's different about Southwest? Our legendary customer service, our low fares, all of that showcased by the people who make a real connection with our customers.
Brad Hawkins is a spokesman for Southwest. The low fare carrier doesn't have baggage fees or change fees, and that's a plus. But it also doesn't have first class or business class seats. That's something most regular Delta business travelers expect. Hawkins says that shouldn't be a deal breaker.
We have all leather seating, we have open seating, we have orderly boarding. And in droves, people are coming to Southwest Airlines for those reasons.
I think there's a couple things they have to do when they enter the Atlanta market.
Ken Bernhardt is a marketing professor at Georgia State University. He says the airline's first goal is retaining AirTran customers. Then he says,
they've got to get people to try it for the first time. Most people in Atlanta have never flown Southwest because they don't come into this market.
Southwest has remained profitable because it turns planes around quickly and efficiently. But Atlanta's mega airport presents a big challenge because it's often bogged down with long delays. Still, Ray Neidel, an airline industry analyst with Maxim Group, says that shouldn't be a problem.
They will have a little heartburn as they digest the AirTran model, which was different, a little different than the Southwest model, but eventually I think it will be beneficial to Southwest.
Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is almost always bustling. The rotunda underneath an enormous skylight is full of people waiting for flights. Catherine Locker recently moved away from Atlanta for a new job, but she says she flies here often and is happy Delta will have the competition.
I think it's awesome because I live in Austin right now and I'm always looking for cheap flights and I can never find them, so I'm grateful that they're coming to Atlanta.
But it's a tougher sell for Eric Goldschmidt, a Delta frequent flyer and gold medallion member.
I've never flown Southwest, so I couldn't tell you. Hopefully the rates go down.
Would you be willing to try it?
Oh, sure. I mean, I'd be willing to try it, but I'm a Delta loyalist, so, you know, it's switching over from one airline to another, it's going to have to be like a big difference in fares.
A Delta spokesman says competition is nothing new. The airline is confident its vast operation, which offers 1,000 flights a day to almost anywhere, will keep its customers. Southwest begins service with just 15 flights a day. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.